didn't have time because the Germans was on us before we could get away, and we was pulled back into Belgium then to be re-equipped.
Mm-hmm.
And
did that take long?
It was better than a month that we was there.
Okay.
Because we had to get new guns and all of our clothing and blankets and stuff like that that we had to leave.
Mm-hmm. And during that month, you just...
We had a life of Riley. We had big tents. The snow was almost waist deep, so it was real cold, but we had big tents, and we got some coal stoves, and we were just as warm as toast.
But that had to end.
It didn't last long, but it was good while it lasted.
Mm-hmm. And then you were sent back up?
From then, why, it was pretty well over. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of the end. We wasn't needed so much after that because they didn't have too many planes left because we'd got most of them, and it just basically just mopping up, we called it. I know I went with a unit and we hauled prisoners there for, that's where I was at the day of the war was over. I was up there just out of Berlin with a convoy of trucks hauling prisoners back to put on them on a boat or whatever they done with them.
Mm-hmm. So you did make it into Germany then?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. I never did quite get to Berlin. We was right on the skirts of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's where I was at when I heard the war was over. I can remember that we was lined up there waiting to get loaded. And there's a priest come down the street standing up in the back of a Jeep hollering that the war was over. Mm-hmm. That's where I heard the news.
And what were your thoughts?
Well, it was a good day. It was a good day because we had to go ahead and do our job, but until it was all straightened out. But then they had us booked to go to Japan.
Mm-hmm.
We wasn't going to even get to come home. They were going to send us directly from there. But when the war ended there, it was about as good a day as it was where we was at.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you left Belgium after being pulled back and spending about a month in Belgium, and then you moved eventually on into close to Berlin, what were you doing as you moved on?
Well, that's what I said. We just got him mopping up, and we took a lot of prisoners. We took a lot of prisoners during that time because they was giving up when they could.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, just being there.
Okay.
Our main job was over, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
We had to go through the motions, like we was ready, whatever happened, and it would be a plane pop up every once in a while, but...
And again, what impression did you have of the German countryside or the towns that you went through?
Well, they were quite different than what we were used to here, all right, because you have to remember our country is not like it was then.
Mm-hmm.
The homes are a lot different here than they are now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have any interaction with the German people at all?
Oh, yes. Just like I said, we was hauling them prisoners. Oh, we had to work with them. And then we had some places where they'd capture papers, and like in our courthouses kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd have to be guards for them, and the people come and go that worked there. And we had to try to talk to them, and we couldn't. We didn't know the language, but we'd have to go through the motion to screen out the ones we wanted and all.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you pick up any German at all?
Oh, a few words. Mm-hmm. And you done mostly hand talk, you know, and motion and stuff like that. But we had enough guys that could speak English that they interpret for us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I never did learn very much of it myself. But I learned a lot more than I remember now, I guess.
Mm-hmm. What were you hearing as you went forward about oh, we'll say the Russians coming in, or maybe the concentration camps or things like that?
They didn't get along too good with the Russians, and the scuttlebutt, we called it back at that time, we figured maybe we may have to fight the Russians right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why. I wasn't in a position to know the why of it, but we didn't get along too good. They were different breed of people.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to associate with them a lot in my part of it. But
and did you hear anything about the concentration camps?
We didn't at that time, no. Where we was at, I don't remember that we was close to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
We heard about them later more, but during that time, I don't believe we ever did.
Okay. Okay, so the war had ended, and then how long were you over there after the war ended?
Well, it wasn't very long. It was about... gosh, I don't remember now. A few months. Mm-hmm. It wasn't long, because I had enough points, because they took us out by points, mm-hmm. and each major battle was counted so many points.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they only had 5 or 6 major battles, and I was in all of them.
Okay.
So I had to. And then they gave you, I believe it was 12 points for each child,
mm-hmm.
and I had this one boy, mm-hmm. so that made it more.
Mm-hmm.
So I was along towards the front of being sent home.
Mm-hmm. Of the 5 major battles you were in, how would you, I don't want to say rank them, but was the invasion the one that sticks in your mind the
most? Oh yes. The major battles would be their strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Belgium and, I don't mean Belgium, but like in St. Lo would have been one of them. I think on the map may show you those, what they call, they gave bronze stars for each major battle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was 6 of them that they gave. I got 5 of them, and the other one was given to the 3rd Army, Patton's Army, that come in from southern France.
Okay.
On the other side of France from
mm-hmm.
us.
Okay. So this is your route.
That's kind of the route that we went.
Okay.
And I don't know who come up with that. That was one of our reunions where somebody come up with that map.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so here, and then you were down in here and sort of made a loop and...
I didn't know the country, and I couldn't even pronounce half of the town's name, much less know where we was at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you think that the training that you had received in California or on the East Coast was adequate when you got over there?
Well, it... I guess it was. It had to be. Mm-hmm. We had to have troops there, and quick. There was lots of fellas come in as replacements that had far less than we got.
Mm-hmm.
They needed them quick, and they didn't get very much training. There's some of them. I didn't know the company, but in the Bulge, they had pulled the 1st Army back for a rest. Because the main fighting was over. They brought in 2 battalions. I'm not sure that I'm right about it. One is 100 and something was the number of it, and the other one is 99th Division or something like that. They brought them in to replace us guys that was in there in the first Division. They lost almost all of them. Because they wasn't trained. They didn't have, the officers didn't have the training. So they lost real heavy there.
Mm-hmm.
in that breakthrough. I know they had cut us off. And we had We was trying to get out, and a little second lieutenant, Lieutenant McGowan, was one of our officers, and he dropped out, and he stopped a battalion of small tanks, some other company, and asked for volunteers to help, and they opened the road for us to get out, or we may not have got out.
Mm-hmm.
We got most of our equipment out, or a lot of it. By him, then he got out himself. He made it.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one of the things that happened. And then the 1st Army was called back in, 1st Division. Big Red One, they called it. It was brought back in to take over, and they stopped it right quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because they was old trained. They had been in Italy. They'd been all through with us. They knew where to put their power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did you, we would use the word cope, but how did you deal with it? I mean, what would a day be like? And certainly people were losing their lives around you. How did you deal with that?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't dwell on it. You couldn't do that. You had to go on. You it didn't happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
So make the best of it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have the heavy loss like a lot of companies, like the infantry boys up front and all. We didn't have the turnover like they did. We were very lucky people.
Mm-hmm.
To be where we was at. It was in a danger zone, but we take my hat off to them old boys. They had her rough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know when I was interviewing someone, they said that there was no atheist in a foxhole, and they were talking about, you know, praying and their religious faith. Was that an important part of your experience?
I can't recall that it was. I guess it's important, yes. But there were some that pursued it a lot harder, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, before we move on to, you know, you getting out and coming back to the United States, you said that you kept up with many of the people.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was my big helper.
Mm-hmm.
While we were in the States before the war, we went overseas. When she was trying to stay with me, me and some other fellows, we'd get out and find a house that we could rent.
Mm-hmm.
And have it for them when they get there. Those girls made friends within the circle too.
Mm-hmm.
They kept real close touch with each other while we was overseas, and we maintained that after we got out. I've had them come here. I've had a number of them come.
Mm-hmm.
And then after we got to having our reunions, we made acquaintance with people we didn't know beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Different parts of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we had pretty close. I still call them once or twice a week, a lot of them, different places.
Yeah.
And I've got some pictures here I'll show you after a while.
Okay.
That we had made just the other day.
Okay. Well, your wife's experience, of course, was unique in a way, too, because she was here while you were over there. Did she talk much about what life was like while you were over there?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. About the rations for lots of their food rations. And yes, it was tough on them. We wasn't the only ones in war.
Mm-hmm.
America was in war then. It wasn't just the soldiers. And there was not anybody that wasn't affected by it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But she was a trooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you said she lived with her family and then your family, so she had some people.
She had some family she stayed with part of the time. Then later, she got her grandmother. She didn't have a place to stay, and she got her to come live with her. Mm-hmm. They rented a house and stayed together.
Okay.
And that's where they was at until I was on my way home. Well, she went and rented us a house, mm-hmm. and had all of our furniture and stuff moved to this house before I got home.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you were gone and she was here, did she have to work, or did you send money home? Or?
I sent all the money made.
Mm-hmm.
I kept $6 when I left overseas, and the rest of it was sent to her. Because she drew a check for the boy, too, see, mm-hmm. Dependent.
Do you remember how much money you got per month?
It seemed like it was $21 or something other like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what would you need money for while you were over there?
Oh, toothpaste and stuff like that. After I got overseas, I made a little rating. Then I had more money at the time. We had to pay for your own insurance.
Oh.
And it didn't take much. It mm-hmm. didn't take much.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose they would give you combat pay since you were in combat. And
I don't know that they did. Mm-hmm. I can't remember that part about it, whether she drew any more for that or not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They didn't, anybody have any money before, so it didn't, wasn't no hardship not having money.
Yeah, and there weren't a lot of things to buy for because of rationing and things.
No, we didn't have a car, so we didn't have that expense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before we get to the discharge and you coming home, one question that I always ask, when you think about those days, is there a memory that you have that you really haven't talked about? And it could be about a person or an event or anything.
I don't know that there is. I forgot a lot of it. I made up my mind before I came home that I would leave it there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel I've done an awful good job of it. After I came back and moved back here to Kansas, there wasn't a soul in this area that was in my outfit. Not a soul to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anybody to reminisce with.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't discuss it mm-hmm. very much.
Mm-hmm.
My wife knew it. I didn't have to discuss it with her. She lived it right with me.
Right.
So it wasn't like she didn't understand what went on.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the little boy, and I guess everybody had that same feeling when they got out. We didn't have a trade. We were not educated. We didn't have a thing to come back to.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a million other boys out the same day I was hunting a job.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty scary because I didn't know how I was going to support my child even.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't have that problem. It wasn't necessary for me to worry about it, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went to work. As soon as I got home, I got me a job. Wasn't paid much, but I got a job, and I've worked ever since.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you came back to Arkansas?
Came back to Arkansas, and we stayed 2 months mm-hmm. down there close to where my folks live. By that time, my wife's folks had moved back to Kansas, where I'd been before I went in service. And we came out on a visit. And got a job for while I was on a visit. So then we just moved our stuff out here and stayed here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
We came in 46. I got out in 45, and it was 46 when in January of 46, we came back out here.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you came back, and there were millions of others, of course, young men getting out, did you think that the government should have helped in some way? I know eventually they had the GI Bill for college.
They did, but no, I didn't expect them to help me. They never had before. Mm-hmm. We didn't have all this help that we have nowadays. We didn't expect it because we didn't know of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my job, to take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I never expected or even thought they should help us. They're helping me more right now than they ever helped me before. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all my medicine furnished.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's backtrack a little bit. Any other memory that you can think of before we move on? Or be thinking about it, and I'll come back to that. So you were close to Berlin or in Germany, and you found out that you were going to be discharged.
We were pulled in a little town called Dillenburg.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we was stationed.
Okay.
Before we come home.
Right. Okay. And then when you found that out, what was your feelings?
Well, we was all tickled to come home. Sure, mm-hmm. That's what we lived for. That's what it was all about. It wasn't a career or anything like that. It's just a matter of getting home and get on with your life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long did it take you then to get home? After you
I can't tell you, and we was 8 days on the boat coming home. I know that, but I don't remember how long it took
mm-hmm.
from the time we started.
Mm-hmm.
But they moved them pretty fast.
Mm-hmm. And then you got officially out once you got to the States, and they gave you the
Jefferson Barracks, Missouri was where they sent me to be separated there. That's where I got my discharge from, and then I rode a train from there back where I lived. In Arkansas, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. You were not injured at any time?
Not a one. Not once. I was very, very lucky.
Okay. If we can go back a little bit, when you said that when you came home, you made up your mind that you were going to leave your experiences over there, and that you really, there was no one to talk to. You have mentioned that eventually there were reunions. Is it important to get together with those men that shared that experience?
No, it wasn't important, but we did have a lot of fun at it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one we had was in Kansas City, and that was the whole group we could find was invited. Seems like there was about 160 of us all together that the first one. That was the first get together with most of those fellows in 33 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we talk about. We talk about the funny things that went on and bring up things others had forgot and that's kind of stuff. It's kind of interesting. I really feel that my wife enjoyed those times better than I did.
Mm-hmm.
Because she got to meet a lot of the people and get their stories that all of them are different than mine. Everybody perceives it different.
Mm-hmm.
But she was a very, very good at mixing with people, and she enjoyed that. My daughter is doing it for her now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to both of them now, about two or three little reunions that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the funny things that happened?
Oh, those are all I try to remember.
Yeah.
That's all I could ever communicate with my kids about, those little funny things. And I guess I wore it out with them because I've told you over and over the gruesome things was not necessary.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was why I left.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell a few of the funny things?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. They wouldn't be very important, the funny things. It was give us a chance to kid each other.
Mm-hmm.
You joked about whatever happened at the time. Yeah, a lot of little funny things that I can remember, but maybe nobody else remembered.
Mm-hmm. What maybe were the thing or the things that surprised you most about being in the service and serving during a war? What were you surprised at?
I suppose I'd have to say how fast our country came together.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause we was as unprepared as any country could be.
Mm-hmm.
And the way everybody fell in and how they built our armies so fast, mm-hmm. is still mind-boggling to me.
Mm-hmm. Did everyone feel they were a part of it?
Oh, I think so. Mm-hmm. I think so. They jumped onto us. They declared war on us. We had no choices but to win it. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Mm-hmm. We don't win them anymore. Mm-hmm. They was better to us, I guess, than they are to the boys now. Mm-hmm. They won't let them win it. Yeah. That's my feeling.
Mm-hmm.
I know my son went through as much trauma as I did, or maybe more. Mm-hmm. Maybe a lot more. Mm-hmm. He was a crew chief on a helicopter. And he got 14 oak leaf clusters plus a Bronze Star.
Mm-hmm.
So he been through hell.
Mm-hmm. When he decided that he would join, what did you tell him?
They drafted him just like they did me.
Okay.
I couldn't tell him anything. There isn't anything. I don't remember that we discussed it. I can't recall that we did.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked a lot since he come back. He came back and wasn't better like a lot of the infantry boys, I mean the Vietnam boys were.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he had it as rough as about any of them. But he felt it was his job and he'd done it, so let's get on with it.
Mm-hmm.
And him and I would be out together, well, we'd talk a little bit about it then, but he wouldn't talk to you about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think that whole experience of wartime and then actually being in the service and being in the war taught you? Or when you look at it, what are your reflections about it?
Oh, I hadn't thought much about that part of it. I don't know. I guess the meeting all the boys from every walk of life, and we were all the same during that time, it brought us close.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of those old boys that I got awful close with. Maybe almost as close as family in some respect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, there's just a couple others, and we may have touched on these. So, is there a particular officer, and you talked about the one, or a fellow soldier that you just have a vivid memory of, and why might you have that memory?
Oh, I can think of lots of them. To name one would be difficult. My old battery commander, he was a captain. He come to see me. He lived in Dillon, Montana. And we got pretty close in. We wasn't close during the war because he had a job to do. I didn't like him at all, but we got awful close. He come and spent 3 days with me one time.
Mm-hmm.
Him and his wife came and spent some time with us. He got killed just a couple of years ago in a car accident. Mm-hmm. Him and his wife both.
Mm-hmm.
I some of the boys are closer than others, but I'd have a hard time of picking out one over the other. We've had good experience with most of them. Some of our boys had a hard time when they got back.
Mm-hmm.
I've had one that committed suicide.
Oh.
Several has turned out to be alcoholics.
Mm-hmm.
It just things like that. It's pretty tough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is tough, and you lived through that, and you managed and coped in a way. How did that experience change you? Why were you able to come back and get back in your life, and maybe some others weren't that? What do you think was there about you?
About me, I wouldn't say anything, but I had a loving wife.
Mm-hmm.
She was always there.
Mm-hmm.
Matter what, yeah. No matter what, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wonderful life together.
Yeah.
Without her, I don't know what would have happened to me. I don't know that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But just like she always said, we had each other, nothing else mattered.
Mm-hmm. Well, and she was right, wasn't she?
Right.